Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra, Daf Tzadi, Baba Basra 90, and on Daf Tzadi Amabez on 90b, the Gemara cites a brisa which talks about people who engage in unethical business practices. And the Gemara tells us that this brisa tells us that they will really suffer a terrible fate. So who are these people? So the brisa refers to four types of people who are engaged in such practices. The first is Otzrei Peiros. These are people who purchase food in the marketplace in advance, and they save the food. They hoard the food in order to drive the price of the food up. And as a result of this, they then pull out their food and they charge a lot of money for it. And as a result of this, they make a lot of money, but they cause other people to be disadvantaged. So such a person, Otzrei Peiros, is a terrible person, and the brisa says bad things about them. The second thing is Malvei Beribis, the people who lend money at interest. Today it's a common practice to lend money at interest, but in the time of the Talmud, it was considered a very unethical thing to do. And today, if you want to do it, we have to do it through something called a heter iska, which we have discussed before. And the third type of person is called a maktine eifa. This is basically fraud, somebody who uses a false weight in conducting their business affairs, and they sell somebody to something, and they think they're buying something, but the weight is off. So that's a person who's doing, obviously, something very wrong. And the fourth type of person is mafkiei sha'arim, somebody who charges more than the market value for something. They overcharge by something, specifically as we're talking about staples, which people have an expectation that everybody needs, and you charge a lot of money for something, basically because you're hoarding. Such a thing is a terrible thing to do. And about such a person, the Talmud quotes the verse from the book of Amos, chapter 8, verses 4 and 5, which says about such a person who says, "Matay yavor achodesh v'nashpira shever," when will the month pass and then we can sell our food? This refers to the price hoarder who's waiting for the price to go out so that they can raise the price of the crops that they brought. Or the second person is Vashabbos v'niftach habar, when will the sabbatical year come and people aren't going to work the land, and then we can open up our storage is and sell the food for a much higher price. Obviously an unethical person. Or says the verse, Laktin eifa, when can we use our weights to steal from other people? Or Lahagdil shekel, or we will sell, use money and lend it on interest and thereby increase the value of the shekel. Such a person is doing something terrible. And says Amos the prophet, V'ksiv nishba Hashem b'geon Yaakov, God swears by the pride of Jacob, Imashkach netzach kol maaseihem, that forever I will never forget the actions of these people, and God will never forget the actions of these people who act unethically. And the She'otos, Rav Chai Gaon, explains what are these people doing. So he says what these people are doing is somebody who sells money, sells food by price hoarding and manipulates the price. And the example that he gives is Otzer Peiros Kigon Tfua Shemen, somebody who hoards the market for crops and for oil. These are basic staples. Shezechaye Abrios, these are staples of our life. He says, Rav Chai Gaon says, such a person will never be able to achieve forgiveness. And the Netziv, in his commentary on Rav Chai Gaon called the Emek Sheila, he says the source for this is the Gemara we did on Daf 88, on 88b, which states that the punishment for one who uses false weights and measures is worse than the punishment for a person who commits a sexual sin. And the reason is, we know, because such a person who uses false weights and measures is stealing from the public, and it's going to be impossible to pay back all the people that you stole from. So too, a person who uses price manipulation and thereby causes people pain when it comes to the staples of society, such a person will be unable to pay everybody back, and therefore repentance will be an impossibility. The Chos and Yeshuos offers an alternative explanation. He says most of these types of sins are affecting the poorest people of the society who don't have the ability to have their own storage facilities and therefore can't beat the market when there's market manipulation. As a result of this, these poor people will be crying out to God, and we know from the verse in Psalms, "O shachach tzakas anavim," it says in Psalms chapter 9, verse 13, God will not forget the cries of the poor. So somebody who is hurting the poor with their business practices will face a special wrath from Hashem Yisborach. Who is such a person, asks the Talmud, who is such a person who is a price hoarder? So explains Rabbi Yochanan in our Gemara, "Go and Shabtai Otzar Peiros," like Shabtai, who was a price hoarder. So who is Shabtai? So we know who Shabtai is because there's a Gemara that already discusses him in Yoma 83a. The Gemara tells us who Shabtai is. The Gemara tells us that Shabtai had a mother who, when she was pregnant, she wanted to eat on Yom Kippur, and so she wanted to eat. So they came to Rabbi Chanina and said, "What should we do?" So Rabbi Chanina says, "Tell her it's Yom Kippur," and she desired to eat, and she wasn't going to listen, and she wasn't sick. She could have listened, but she said, "No, I'm going to eat," and so the verse says about her, Zorah Rishayim Mirechem, that the seed of the wicked will come out from the womb. And so therefore, the Talmud tells us in Yoma that Shabtai Otzer Peri came out from her, that Shabtai the price order came out from her. And the understanding of this is because she should have been able to do a better job of controlling her desires, and she wasn't able to do it, and she didn't even try. And so as a result of this, we see that her son is somebody who didn't control his basic desires. His basic desire was to make money, and he didn't care if he was going to hurt the poor. And so as a result of this, she created a son who was not only somebody who didn't keep the rituals, but he allowed his desire for money to hurt other people. And that is the reason why Shabtai is called Shabtai the price hoarder.